With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's not a filibuster, but Senate Republicans have kicked off a so-called talkathon on a voter ID bill that President Trump strongly supports. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For the next several days, GOP senators will hold the Senate floor and debate a bill that Republican leader John Thune has repeatedly said doesn't have enough support for passage. But Republicans are moving ahead with the talkathon because of President Trump's insistence. The legislation would require proof of citizenship to vote and eliminate mail-in ballots. And the president warns he'll never, ever endorse anyone who votes against the bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump pushing back against claims by the director of the National Counterterrorism Center about the motivations for the war in Iran. In announcing his resignation Tuesday, Joe Kent claimed Iran posed no imminent threat to the United States. President Trump says Iran is a tremendous threat. Bank of America settling claims over lawsuits by some victims of Jeffrey Epstein.
The deal came the same day billionaire investor Leon Black was originally to be deposed. The October lawsuit accused B of A of ignoring $170 million Black paid from his account to Epstein, purportedly for tax and estate planning advice. Though not a defendant, Black was described as a critical witness. The lawsuit was brought on behalf of a woman identified as Jane Doe, who was living in Russia when she met Epstein in 2011. The suit says she was coerced into a cult-like life. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump delaying a diplomatic trip to China after he pressured Beijing and other powers to form a military coalition to protect the Strait of Hormuz. The president says he'll go to China now, possibly in the next 5 or 6 weeks. This is SRN News. Are British lawmakers taking on pornography?
The House of Lords has passed a series of amendments to its online porn law that ban images of children or of violent behavior. All these things are banned in laws governing physical pornography, but online platforms were not covered. The United Kingdom has been moving to curtail smut on the internet in recent years, passing statutes that many evangelical leaders and decency advocates here in the U.S. wish that Congress would copy. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are warning that hate crime laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even here in the U.S. From politics to religion, online content is often classified as hate speech. Finland is currently prosecuting a former member of the legislature for merely quoting verses of the Bible. This is SRN News. Oil and stocks much higher.
Stocks ticked higher on Wall Street even after oil prices rose again because of the war in Iran. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 46 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. Airline stocks climbed after Delta and other carriers raised their forecasts for upcoming revenue. Delta jumped 6.6%. The price of West Texas Intermediate crude rose almost 3%. To $95 a barrel. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump says he plans to endorse a candidate in the Texas GOP Senate runoff to end the painful primary, but the Tuesday deadline passed for the candidates to withdraw from the ballot. Neither Senator John Cornyn nor State Attorney General Ken Paxton bowed out of the runoff. No word yet on when the president will make that endorsement. More details, srnnews.com.